This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to start out with Wendell Zerbe, who's the president of Exeter. Full disclosure, Exeter is owned by myself. It's owned by Corey Fleck. It's also in our portfolio. Our portfolio being a portfolio that is controlled and held by Doc, myself, Corey, Marshall Barrel, and Rick Ackerman, and Doc is also a shareholder, very active shareholder in the sense that he seems to be buying or selling almost every single day. Exeter, as far as we're concerned, it trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, but it also trades on the New York under the symbol XRA. After being down significantly, Exeter is now up considerably from its lower points. It closed on Thursday at New York at $1.27. Wendell, I know quite a bit about the company. I've taken numerous trips down to Caspiche, your property in Chile. I also, before you vended your property in Argentina, I also visited that property. You guys are a very solid company in the sense that got plenty of capital, you got first-rate management, and Caspiche has got some significant proven reserves. Give our new listeners, if you would, and this obviously includes you new folks who are listening down in Salt Lake City, some description, I guess I should say, about Exeter Resources. And by the way, folks, this is not investment advice. This is simply information. Wendell, you're on.
Great. Thanks, Al. Yeah, you know, Exeter Resource Corp is unique in many ways. First of all, as you suggested, Al, we do trade on the TSX and the New York market. But we do control, as a small cap company, one of the largest gold copper assets in the world. And that in itself, you know, really makes us stand out to what I would call other small cap mineral exploration, development, advanced producers, or advanced developers. So that's been our focus over the last 5 years plus, and that continues to be our focus, is this particular asset. If back up just for a moment, you know, the group itself has been successful. The group has made three different significant discoveries over the last decade. Two assets were spun out into another company, and Al did mention it briefly. That company was called Extori, and that was taken out by a major mining company called Yamana Gold. So the focus has been on this other core asset, and it's been a core asset in the company for many years. And as I stated, on the largest scale, it is enormous. It's about 40 million ounces gold equivalent. But the one really important thing that we as a management group always want to stress, and that is that we are large, but we also have a very unique deposit, and unique in that it has characteristics very favorable for development. We have a starter gold zone that sits right on surface. This is what we call an oxide, potentially heap leach zone, about 1.7 million ounces of gold. And then we have a higher grade gold copper core that also can be potentially exploited. And it's the combination of how this basically large deposit is pieced together that we think gives us great advantages as we push forward towards development. We're also in a very safe jurisdiction. We're in Chile. We're in a very mining-friendly area of Chile. It's in the area called the Maricunga. And that area is also close to a major mining center called Copiapó. So when we look forward just with regard to development of this asset, it's also in a great location from an infrastructure standpoint.
Copiapó is a very interesting city, and it is amazing to me just how many large, successful mining companies are operating out of Copiapó. Now, interestingly enough, the Caspiche property is a bit of a drive out of Copiapó, about 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken, but it is totally paved road, etc. Total infrastructure is in. I have to tell you, when I was down there, I thoroughly enjoyed that trip. It's amazing the magnitude of the Caspiche property.
Well, it's a good point, Al. And you know, when you're in an area that has a number of different mine properties, you can see road infrastructure that gets built. There's a power cord that's been built right past our project. There's port facilities, desalination facilities. There's a large power substation that services those power lines. You know, one of our big focuses has been on water. We've made a massive water discovery in the region that we've applied for water rights. But there's lots of different potential for different water sources in this area as well. And of course, with a rising gold price, as we've seen, you know, since basically January this year, that gives us lots of options on how we push forward from a water source standpoint as well.
What exactly are our plans, Wendell, let's say, for the remainder of the year?
So, you know, it's interesting, again, the dynamics of our industry have changed so significantly over the last, call it 4 to 5 months. We were in a position at the beginning of the year with, you know, gold prices being subdued that we were stepping back and trying to somewhat just curtail the advancement of the spend of our capital. And, you know, with gold and the attitude behind gold moving in the right direction, we are now proceeding to move forward on a number of different options that we have for the development of this asset. We did some studies back about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that show that you can start Caspiche quite small and then eventually make it large. So we're moving forward now on an assessment of advancing this asset on this first stage. It's the first option one, and that would be the development of the oxide project. We would anticipate that we may do a small drilling program by the end of the year, but we plan to be able to come to the market to talk about the potential to complete a final feasibility at Caspiche, and we expect to be able to come to the market on that over the next 3 to 4 months. It's quite a fast timeline for us to advance this project on that first stage. It's about a year and a half to complete all the studies that are required, and we would anticipate that a permitting process would be about the same amount of time. So when you look at projects around the world and the ability to advance them to development and then through the permitting process, we believe that the Caspiche project has a very good timeline. And again, what's also very unique about this asset is if you want to develop it on a larger scale, well, of course, we think that there's optionality behind that to be able to do that as well.
Interesting. So you got a busy year ahead of you. You know, I have gotten to be very close personal friends with many of the folks involved with Exeter, Yale Simpson, one of the founders. Currently the chairman of Exeter is a personal friend. Corey, the co-host on this show, is involved with the family in the sense that Corey's mother, Donna, married Yale. I've gotten to know Wendell over the years. Very, very nice guy. Very competent individual, as his former position at a major brokerage firm in Western Canada would suggest. And I've also gotten to be very close friends with Rob Gray, a vice president of Exeter. Don't construe this, you guys, as being investment advice, because it's not. But what it is it's a summary of a company that all of us are invested in.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, when you're talking about investment advice, you have to get it from a variety of sources. I always go to many of our regular guests, specifically starting out with Rick Ackerman, who's with me right now, because Rick's website is incredibly beneficial for individual investors. And I want to say we're not getting paid one iota to talk about Rick's Picks. We're talking about it because we believe in it. This is in no way, shape, or form an advertisement. Rick, why should somebody pay attention to something like Rick's Picks?
Well, thanks for the kind words, Al. I would say I don't want to oversell what I'm doing. There are a lot of people out there who understand the companies themselves much better than I do, but I feel like the trading system that I use, the technical system, gives me a very precise handle on price swings. I had some communication back and forth with the CEO of a small company, and the stock looked horrible, and I told him. And it was up at one level, and I said, if it cracks a certain price, this thing's going to, and I gave him another number that sounded like disaster, but it's there. And I was confident enough in my forecasting method that I told him, you know, I wish I were wrong, but I'm not. And the things that you're looking for on charts are they can be very precise. And I've developed the trading system and forecasting system I use for the last 20 or so years. And trust me, when you get focused like that for a long time, any system that you use will give you the ability to forecast very accurately. So I came to it mainly because my instincts are so lousy. I would rather depend on I'm a terrible stock picker, but I just needed something to keep me from going off the deep end. In the late 1990s, early 2000s, I freelanced a column to the Sunday San Francisco Examiner, and I was as much a permabear then as I am now. But I used to get lots of hate mail because I was saying in the column, well, the sky is going to fall. Don't try to save yourself. We're all screwed. Nobody will escape. But in the forecasting side of my life, at that time I was doing technical forecasts for groups of professional traders on the options exchanges. I was getting it exactly right, and I would doubt that anyone who read my Examiner column could even have suspected that.
And that was in the San Francisco Examiner.
Right.
What other publications have you been published in, Rick? I know you've been in the Wall Street Journal, among others.
Well, I wrote for Barron's on an occasional basis. I had a good friend there, Maggie Mahar. I met Maggie because she had done a story on something that involved me. It was a poison pill case, pill tampering involving products from Smith Kline Beckman. And because I was in the trading pits making options markets in Smith Kline, I could easily see how it had gone down, and it led to the FBI capturing or charging and convicting the guy who put poison in Contac and Diatec pills. So Maggie Mahar, she was an English teacher at Yale at the time, and she was looking for something more exciting. She came to Barron's, and the poison pill saga was the first story that they threw at her. So it kind of led me back to journalism. We were friendly, and I used to do the options column for Barron's on an occasional basis, the striking price. And I did some think pieces as well, mainly on the topic of deflation, which interested me even then.
You're a major deflationist right now, which is somewhat contrary to a lot of the guests on our particular program. You know, Rick, my philosophy and what has treated me very well over the past 40 years almost is I really, really listen to other people. I think anyone who thinks that they are, for lack of better terms, the prettiest baby in the nursery and they have all the answers, that's silly. You always have to get input from as many people as you can. You have to filter through that input. You have to take what you believe is valuable and discard what you believe isn't valuable. What does that accomplish? Well, that accomplishes a person, it makes a person able to actually broaden their scope of knowledge, for lack of better terms. And my God, I tell you, before you're going to write a check for some type of investment, you better have the most knowledge that you very possibly can. Now, in terms of Rick's Picks, tell us exactly how people address this particular forum.
Well, they depend on me for very precise price swing forecasts. And generally, I get the trend and the price reversals right. But you couldn't be more right about good investors being those individuals, and they're fairly rare, who can kind of absorb ideas from so many sources and just discard the ones that don't work, but take the ones that do and kind of value each according to its worth. One of my good friends in Boulder here, a fellow named Doug Bainfield, whose letters to his clients I frequently publish in my own newsletter on my website. Well, Doug touches base with everybody. He has day-to-day communications with the same people that you read about that are making statements to the Wall Street Journal. He has open communication with some of the top, for one, the former chief economist of the largest brokerage firm in the world. And all these people not only pay attention to Doug, but he pays attention to them because in kind of calling around, he gets a pretty good picture. He really gets the lay of the land. And we connected because his investment philosophy, he's a financial advisor, very successful one. We came to be friends because he had seen something that I've written about deflation, and that's been a theme that has helped him with his investments over the years. He's been a bond bull, and of course he's had a 35-year bull market on those long-term investments. So, so we talk all the time, but as far as what he takes away from my conversations with him, I guess I can put a little bit of flesh on some of his ideas. You know, he thinks that the long-term bond is getting near the low, but I'm able to quantify that. I've been out there with a 1.64% target on the long bond for a long time, and that's a very contrarian forecast. You know, most of the world is out there thinking bonds have fallen from 15% to 2.17 or something like that over the last since 1981, and you know how much further can they fall. And I'm able to quantify that very precisely for Doug. Mm-hmm. Not that he takes that as the gospel or thinks that I have a crystal ball, but at least he comes away thinking that 1.64 is definitely feasible, even if only a very, very small minority out there believes it.
Rick is going to be back at the end of the show. We're going to talk a little bit about the 4th of July to close up.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. Chatting right now with Bill Howell. Bill is the co-founder and president of a company that's been around for about 10 years now, Ripatch Gold. Some very interesting things have happened in the evolution of Ripatch. It's one company that I continue to maintain my investment in. It's a junior mining company that, in my opinion, really has some legs. Why do I say that? I say that because they have a good property, they have plenty of cash, and they have a great management team. Having said that, again, please don't construe this as being investment advice. All we were doing on this particular weekend edition is telling you about companies that we are invested in. And remember, we always give notice 3 days before we buy any additional stock in our holdings and 3 days before we sell any of our stock. So, full disclosure, there you have it. Bill, you and I have been friends for a long time. You've been around for about 10 years in terms of Ripatch. Tell us a little bit about the history of the company, if you would.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you know, it was our 10-year anniversary last month, and, you know, there's not a lot of companies that have been around for 10 years, specifically in the junior mining space, so we're pretty proud of that. You know, we've always had the idea of being focused in Nevada, focused on resources. We thought there was an area in West Central Nevada where we could really, do some good and make some headway. You know, specifically that was an area that had been overlooked by a lot of the major companies and a lot of the other groups working in Nevada. So we started out in what we now call the Oriana Trend with our Wilco project. That's really how we kicked the company off. And then, we learned a lot about the geology of Wilco and specifically what was happening with the mineralization. That led us to pick up another project called Lincoln Hill. From that, you know, we were able to really demonstrate, at least from a geologic sense, what the Oriana Trend was. and we started to acquire land along the trend. And, you know, recently, almost on our 10-year anniversary, we announced the acquisition of the Florida Canyon Mine.
I want to talk a little bit about the Florida Canyon Mine, but before we talk about that, I want to give folks the kind of a picture as to why I am very, very comfortable with my holdings in Rye Patch. Now, having said that, I think every one of our listeners knows that I don't invest in assets. I invest in people. And the reason I do that is because I'm not a geologist, but I am a people person, which I have been for the past probably 40, 45 years or so. Give us a little bit about your background, Bill.
You know, I like to tell people, Al, that I was born on the richest hill on earth, and that's the mining camp of a copper mining camp of Butte, Montana. You know, I've got four brothers. Three of them are in the resource business, and one is a deacon in the Catholic Church. So, as you can imagine, he has to pray for the rest of us. I started out my career in with a company called Newmont Mining here in Montana. I worked, you know, Western Montana and Idaho. I then worked for another group on my own as a consultant through Nevada, and then worked for another company called Self Stop. You may have heard of them. And then eventually, I worked for another large mining company called Placer Dome. I went through the ranks of Placer Dome, and for the last 5-6 years, I was with Placer Dome. I ran the U.S. and Latin American exploration programs for the company. So pretty well versed in all of Placer Dome's assets throughout the world, and then specifically those in Nevada. Some of them you may heard of in the news, things like Bald Mountain Mine, Cortez Gold, Turquoise Ridge. All of those things were Placer Dome assets. And then in 2005, early 2006, Barrick bought out Placer Dome. And, you know, I decided to go a different route, and I started Rye Patch Gold in 2006.
Wow, been a long time. Let's talk a little bit about the evolvement of Rye Patch. You started out with the properties in Nevada. You have an additional property. Before we get into the third property that is really causing a lot of interest, I want to talk about where you started with the first two properties, Bill.
Well, you know, one of the things I like to say is, you know, having kind of a big company background, a lot of times it doesn't work so well in a junior mining company, right? You know, people don't really get the austerity measures that you have to take to run a company, especially when you come out of a much larger company where you have all the infrastructure and support staff. But, you know, I was able to make the transition. But one of the things I didn't transition to, and that is to just have big ideas. And, you know, the idea that the Oriana trend was a real trend in Nevada. It was a new emerging gold and silver trend. You know, that was an idea much bigger than having, you know, one or two projects. You know, initially I thought, you know, maybe kind of naively that if you got into the business just right in the right time, you know, maybe you could build, you know, the next junior mining company or mid-tier mining company. And, you know, I always tell people it's taken Rye Patch 10 years to be an overnight success. So it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of time. But I think, you know, as long as you're going to think, you know, some people have said, you might as well think big.
Talking about thinking big, you just are in the process of acquiring another very, very interesting property. Tell us about that, Bill.
Just announced the purchase of the Florida Canyon Mine. It's, you know, it's a mine, an operating mine. It's pouring gold on a weekly basis. Right now it's doing about 1,000 ounces per month. And what it really needs is a little bit of capital for a new leach pad. And then the mine can go back and mine the rest of the ore body they've been mining for the last 30 years. So it's really an opportunity that came about as a result of kind of this hiatus in the mining space. You know, that sector has been unloved for the last, say, at least 3 years, if not 5 years. I'm sure, you know, your listeners can understand that. I'm sure some of their junior mining stock portfolios have been fairly depressed over that time period. One of the things that really helped the company out was having our royalty. So, you know, we've been able to take that cash flow from our Rochester royalty and leverage that into more cash flow by purchasing the Florida Canyon mine. And, you know, all accounts, it's a pretty good asset. And, you know, we'll be able to produce about 75,000 ounces of gold. We'll be up and running on that new leach pad by the end of 2016. And we'll be in full production by the first quarter of 2017.
And again, full production in terms of that property represents about 75,000 ounces a year. Is that correct, Bill?
That's correct.
Okay, now what do you plan to do with the other two properties?
Well, right now, you know, Wilco and Lincoln Hill. Lincoln Hill is our most advanced after the Florida Canyon mine. And you know, it's just 15 miles down the highway from Florida Canyon. They're basically connected. Having Florida Canyon now allows us some synergies, and I know that's kind of an overused term, but you know, we'll have the ability, we believe right now, of about $20 million worth of synergies between Lincoln Hill and Florida Canyon. And that really comes about from the fact that, you know, we'll have a mining staff at Florida Canyon. We have the assay lab, the carbon stripping plant, the refinery, and everything at the mine. So we won't need those separate facilities at Lincoln Hill. So we'll be able to build a leach pad, probably put in a crusher, and have the carbon columns at Lincoln Hill. And then the mine already has a carbon truck, so we'll be able to drive that carbon truck down to Lincoln Hill, load the carbon up, bring it back to Florida Canyon, strip it, and make the ore bars there. So all in all, the life of the mine of Lincoln Hill, that's about $20 million worth of savings. So if you look at what we paid for Florida Canyon, we have about $15 million worth of rolling stock on site. We're going to get $20 million worth of synergy with our Lincoln Hill project. That's about $35 million worth of value created without even pouring 1 ounce of gold. So, you know, Lincoln Hill basically becomes a layback to Florida Canyon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. You know, I'm trying to get into a frame of mind here where we spend at least one or two or three of the segments on this show talking with our regular guests about what the 4th of July means to them. It's a very important holiday for me because I have not given up on America. I choose to not do that. I believe that the American people have a lot of resilience, and I believe that we will not be downtrodden by anyone who attempts to do something like that. And now I'm talking about psychological warfare. I'm not talking about physical bows and arrows and guns and bullets and bombs, etc. I'm talking about trying to take over indirectly, as some people would call it, you know, the people in the black helicopters, which I... It's an interesting subject is all I can say on that one. Anyway, I've got Glenn Downs on the line with me right now. Glenn is, among other things, the former chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. In addition to that, Glenn is a regular contributor to Newsmax since he has moved down to Florida, somewhat semi-retired at this point. I have a lot of issues I want to discuss with Glenn, but I want to give him free rein right now. Glenn, what does July 4th mean to you?
Well, Big Al, thank you very much for asking me. As we're speaking, I'm literally en route up to Washington, D.C. to kind of touch base, to figure out for myself what the state of play is in the campaign field amongst political professionals that I respect. So it's a good time to be talking about the future of our country and about how we got where we are, and here we are at the 4th of July. Obviously, it's a pretty good time to be talking about that. Obviously, the 4th of July harkens back to a set of ideals and liberties in which this country was conceived and which have been eroded over time, and now so many of us feel are mortally threatened. That's a strong term, but it's mortally threatened. We're at a great crossroads in this country. You know, de Tocqueville said way back when he wrote Democracy in America that America is great because Americans are good, and America would cease to be great if Americans ceased to be good. And that's the great debate. That's the not just talking about, as you indicated, an external threat, but internal threats, and not so much necessarily from organizations and from individuals, but for rather the moral fiber, small m, moral fiber of Americans is sufficiently good at this point to maintain our country's greatness. So we're at that crossroads. It's a very important 4th of July. Obviously, all 4th of July is important, but this Independence Day is, I think, particularly important one in light of where we are in the selection cycle and in the life cycle of the nation as a whole.
I believe in the goodness of the American people, number one. Number two, I believe that the situation that we have in our country right now, where some people would almost go so far as to say we really even don't live in a democracy anymore, I disagree with that very strongly. And that's one of the things that I really love about my country, in spite of the fact that there is tremendous divisiveness in the United States right now, certainly as a result of the political process, among other things. Some of the racial issues are incredibly divisive, but the fact of the matter is we are able to discuss all of these issues publicly, i.e. in a public forum. You have news media who are able to say whatever they want to say, and you have other news media who are able to say whatever they want to say. As long as our society is in this particular type of environment, I would have to say one more time, at the risk of getting sentimental, but I am first generation in America, so I can get sentimental, but I would say God bless America. God bless for where we currently are.
A lot of what you just said I don't disagree with, but on the other hand, just as you indicated, it's possible for news media players like yourself, someone that's operating a legitimate alternative news media outlet, to say what they want. We're still out at the same time. We have our nation's attorney general threatening to prosecute people who she determines use hate speech, like mm-hmm. questioning the efficacy of this immigration, unchecked immigration from Islamic countries, and those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, great threats. And we do have a great many democratic institutions that are intact, but more and more you start seeing where decisions are being made not just by deep state actors in this country, everything from the Federal Reserve to the NSA and other three-letter agencies that we're all aware of, but also we have, and Mr. Trump has talked about the efficacy of these trade agreements. It's not just talking about trade, but it's, as Doc has pointed out before, that many of these trade agreements aren't really about trade. They're about governance and who decides if there's a dispute over something. Is it the democratically elected officials that are put in office by American voters, or is it by unelected, unaccountable, European bureaucrats or tribunals on things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership? A lot of different things like that. So there's sort of a soft fascism that has descended upon the country. There's not jackbooted thugs yet, anyway, going down through the streets and pulling people out of their houses and all of that. But you started we have the modern-day equivalent of bread and circuses. Instead of bread and circuses, we might have food stamps and the Super Bowl. But keeping everybody happy. But meanwhile, it's like one slice of bologna at a time. Many, many freedoms have been eroded. So now the question is, what happens going forward? So we had obviously Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side, who was, I'm not sure he's a great proponent of libertarian style freedom, but was a rage against the machine kind of guy. And you have obviously Donald Trump, was the guy that's come out of the process, apparently surviving it as the presumptive Republican nominee. But boy, you've got every media industrial complex news organization against them. You obviously have many, many different kind of institutions in Washington, Wall Street, and elsewhere against them. And up to and including much of the Republican establishment that would either go up to see some folks. And a lot of people are sitting on their hands or openly in this hashtag Never Trump kind of a posture. So anybody that wants to stop this process of moving away from democracy and towards globalization, centralization, getting away from the power to the people and more to power to not accountable autocrats of sorts is being fought. So this is a great crossroads we're at.
It is a great crossroads, but I would have to, you know, mention one other thing, and that is, as long as you have people like your former boss, Walter Jones, as long as you have people like Ron Paul, as long as you have people like some of our past presidents, who I thought were really, quite frankly, pretty good, the philosophy right now that people are really riled against is a philosophy that's come out of the executive branch in the last 8 years. A lot of people really don't like what the president has to say. And what I would have to say is, of course, I don't like it either. I think it is going in the direction of perhaps away from democracy. But you know what? His philosophy is going to prevail. I am sure about that. You know, and I would bring up Donald Trump as a good example. Here's a guy who has never been in an election in his life, but he's talking to the average American who is simply fed up with things like political correctness. He's simply fed up, he or she is simply fed up with the power of big government. And he's got a real shot at becoming the president of the United States. Whether or not that will happen is at this point unknown. But number two, if it does happen, whether or not he'll be successful is a bit of an unknown. I think that's totally dependent on what type of advisors he brings in. Any comments on that?
Well, sure. In terms of successful, in terms of being electorally successful, in terms of actually winning the presidency, I think you're right. He's going to have to retool some of his staff and expand some of his staff and stay on message, not let them throw him off his message. And I think he's done some of the last couple of speeches that have been pretty good, mm-hmm. but he's not going to be able to count on getting that free media that he's gotten throughout in the primary process. But most of my political professional friends in D.C. tell me privately they think it's over for Trump. I totally disagree, but I'm sort of in a minority amongst people who are in that system. I think some of them, they're like people in Versailles during Louis XIV, and they sort of see things from inside the palace grounds looking out, and they don't understand the great level of frustration there. But Mr. Trump does have some work to do to be ready for general election prime time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.